OTC is go.
Thank you, this is go.
ETC is go.
Copy, this is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot go.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right-side patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night, the 23rd of September. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Okay,
good. I'm pretty good, yeah. Yeah, it's you know, it's Friday. Got the weekend staring us right in the face. You know, and I've got some yard work to do tomorrow. Got the day off for football. We're on a bye week this week. Which means the Huskers can't possibly lose this week. So,
okay.
So, you know, it's all good.
Okay. Well, all I know is after I post tomorrow, I am taking a day off from the computer and everything involved with it.
I don't blame you. I've got a little computer stuff to do tomorrow as well. And I'm hopefully going to get that done early in the day.
Yep. Very you early. Know. Podcast for me, and that's it.
Well, you know, I got my my Nebraska and South Dakota news for the local radio stations here to do. And, of course, that gets done way early in the morning, well before the butt crack of dawn.
Right.
And then I've got some other stuff to do. An article that I've got to get locked and loaded and ready to go for Monday for the National Patriot. And then, hopefully, I'll be able to concentrate on doing stuff around the house and outside of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm already locked and loaded for Monday. You know, that's no problem. Maybe I'll start my next expose I'm taking on the whole Putin in Russia and him threatening nukes and all that, you know. But one thing people don't realize, Putin is a maniac. He's nuts, but he is not a man driven to suicide.
You know, it's interesting. You know, Diane told me that's what she was going to take on. You told me this, what, 2 or 3 days ago, maybe mm-hmm. 4 days ago. And mm-hmm. my response was good. I'm glad you're taking it on because it needs some clarification. You know, mm-hmm. it some common sense needs to be brought into that conversation. And,
right.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with him right now and a lot of stuff with the war. And from what it sounds like, from what you've told me, at least in the notes that you've been taking and the work you've been doing in your head on it, you're going to cover quite a bit. You're going to get into it.
Yeah, some stuff that people don't know. And it's going to take me a while to put this together because this is going to be a changing scene over the week because, you know, today and over the weekend, they're going to start trying to illegally bring areas back into the Russian Federation,
right,
which they really can't do according to international law. It's going to be a lot of rigged elections, and it's not going well for Putin with what's been discovered about the mass graves and the torture and sexually assaulting women and children before, you know, killing them. And it's not a good situation now, and the Russian people are starting to fight back. There's a group of men and women that he's called up, I guess the auxiliary, I don't know exactly what they call it in Russia yet, they're actually breaking their own arms and legs so they don't have to go against this war.
There's a lot of moving parts in this deal. Yeah. And I'll tell you, your toughest chore in putting this together is not making it the size of War and Peace.
Oh, No. It'll stay within our top limit, 2,300, more likely 1,900 area.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to condense a lot of stuff because there's a lot of stuff involved. Yeah. So many moving pieces, and the whole situation is fluid, as we well know.
And I can't load it till, towards the end of the week because it's changing.
Well, and
as we go along.
You and I have both done those types of articles, but in the past, let's say 5-6 months, you have a real penchant for picking fluid situations to write on.
Yeah.
And I have to chuckle every time because, you say, well, I can't lock and load this because things are changing so fast. I'm like, well, you picked the topic, so...
Yeah, well, it's also because, my overseas contacts send me stuff that is not out there. And I'm like, okay, I got to fit this in.
Right.
And it's what people don't realize is the amount of work to write what appears to others to be simple articles. They're not.
They're not.
We're not talking heads that read what other people write. We do our own research, we do our own articles, we put it all together ourselves. And that's, Craig and I used to do things twice a week, much shorter pieces twice a week. But we couldn't get into anything in specific, so that's when we decided we're going to do once a week in depth. But it's a lot of work. People don't realize how much work is involved because we put everything the mainstream media says aside.
Now, what do you got coming up for next Tuesday?
I'm going to be taking on the humanitarian crisis that wasn't.
Okay.
And folks, as you know, that has to do with Martha's Vineyard, but it's not just Martha's Vineyard.
No, there's a lot more to it than that.
It's a little bit deeper than that, and it goes into certain people who had a hand in getting the governor to send in 125 National Guard members to get rid of 50 illegals.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's going to be an interesting article, and we'll have an interesting conversation, after that. As part of your segment next Tuesday, I'm taking on a guy whose name people are going to become much more familiar with in about 2 weeks. The guy's name is Igor Danchenko.
Right.
And he's tied up into the Steele dossier and the whole Russia collusion hoax and all of that. But it's a very tangled web. And yes. I decided maybe the thing to do before, and he's going to be on trial. That's why I say you're going to hear a lot more about him in the next few weeks. But he's going to be on trial for lying to the FBI as part of that Steele dossier BS. And I thought maybe the thing to do at this point was to let people know who this guy really is and who some of the other players are, because you're going to hear names that you've probably never heard.
But you will hear. Yeah.
But you will. And I thought maybe this is the point to unravel some of that tangled web so that people understand who these major players are and why they're being dragged into this thing. So...
Well, what's funny about it? Here it is. This is a man who lied to the FBI, who lies on a daily basis. So you have a liar lying to the FBI, who are liars in their own right. So it's very convoluted, folks.
It is. And it took some doing to put this commentary together and make sense, or at least try, you know, to make sense of some of it. And that's what I'll have for next Tuesday. The week after that, I have no idea at this point exactly what I'm doing. So
right. I just know I'm going to do Pootie, our dear friend Pootie.
Yeah, right. Well, but there's a lot of stuff we need to talk about tonight. You know, we've got the rest of this segment and one segment after that. Excuse me. And so let's start with, and this is kind of weird, and I'm not sure I understand it completely, but the House GOP was all set to announce their new commitment to America. They were going to roll that thing out in a big way. They were all over Fox and Friends this morning, and they were talking about it. And then all of a sudden, it went poof from the internet.
It went poof from the internet, but it was carried. I watched it.
Yeah, but you know, why did it get taken down? Okay, first of all, this thing is kind of the 2022 version of the 1994 contract with America that Newt Gingrich did when he was Speaker of the House, right?
Times were different then, Craig, and the big difference is back in 1994, no one was woken yet.
Yeah, that's very true, and it seems for all the changes that have gone on, that seems like almost a million years ago.
Doesn't it, though? And it's really just not even a total generation, but it's close to a generation ago, yet our whole country has completely changed. And it's very sad what's happening. But, you know, one of the highlights that was brought out in this contract was five key points. And one of them was, you know, we cannot afford basically Democrat rule. And why not? Because for the first time in 40 years, our inflation is through the roof.
Right.
12 cities now have record numbers of murders per year. So we have a 60% gas price increase from when Trump was president. We have 3.5 million illegal border crossings since Biden took the oath of office, and record high drug overdoses. We cannot afford the Democrats anymore. They are literally destroying our country.
Well, they're destroying the country not only on a national basis, but on an individual American basis.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I mean, you can pare this thing down. You can see, and even Democrats at this point have to admit that they are not better off than they were 2 years ago.
But the ruling class of the Democrat Party will never, ever admit that. And Kevin McCarthy made it very clear, you know, what he's saying, our commitment, what it will do, will restore the American way of life, rebuild the greatest economy that we had under Trump, and will renew the American dream. There is no more American dream.
Right.
Between the inflation, you go into the supermarket every week, the same things you buy goes higher and higher and higher. The supply chain is in a total disaster and is going to get worse. And what's going to happen this winter when a lot of people cannot afford, never mind cannot afford the fuel costs, but the fuel won't be available?
I tell you, it's a horrible situation, and for my money, this is all being done on purpose. They're trying to make everybody rely on the government for assistance.
Exactly.
I mean, none of this can be, not this much, can be happening because of poor planning or poor policy. This is on purpose. Now, this commitment to America, it has, you know, one part of it is about protecting our rights under the Constitution. And as I understand it, the four parts of that are protecting free speech, protecting lives of unborn children and their mothers. They're guaranteeing religious freedoms, and they're safeguarding the Second Amendment. And those are four key things. You know, the economy, that's all part of this. You know, these are things that people are talking about when they sit down to have dinner or sit down to have breakfast or, you know, get together around the water cooler at work or sitting in a coffee shop. These are the things that America's talking about.
Right. And basically, they summed it up in a nutshell. The Republicans' commitment to America is basically restore, rebuild, and renew. And those things are very important because, remember, I don't care if you like Trump's Twitter finger or not, but under Trump, we had the best economy we had in decades. And everything was handled at the border. And yet you have, like today, on Fox News, I saw a snippet of an interview with Kamala. And I mean, here she is, she's talking about how bad Trump was at the border and this and that, and here it is, she was supposedly made the border czar, and the closest she ever got to the border was 7 or 8 miles.
Right.
So this woman talks out of both sides of her face. And, you know, if she was in front of me, I think I would have slapped her silly. I mean, this... People need to wake up. Anyone who votes Democrat, as far as I'm concerned, this November, you deserve everything you're going to get. You vote for these same horrible people, and then you whine about prices and this and that. You deserve it.
Right. Right. I agree. Now, this contract or commitment to America... They're talking about doing a lot of things, the House GOP. Yeah, they're saying, you know, give us your votes this November, give us the majority, and we're going to get things done. And they talk about things that are going to get done, but at the same time, they provide no details. Now, the mainstream media is having a field day with that, but what I'm thinking is, why would they give details now? Why tip their hand to the liberals who are going to be in the minority?
Exactly. They're not doing anything different than the Democrats do. You never give away your strategy. You can allude to it in broad senses,
right,
but you don't give away specifics to your enemy. And I'm sorry, right now, Democrats are an enemy to this country.
Yeah, they're talking about cutting taxes. They're talking about... you know, reversing a lot of things, you know, that whole thing that's in the quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act that's only going to increase inflation. You know, they've got, and the thing the liberals are making a big deal of in that is that they're going to bring down the cost of prescription drugs for Medicare patients, but that doesn't kick in until 2026.
Right.
Okay. But
after
the problem...
presidential, yeah.
Right, but the problem there, you know, is what the Republicans, the GOP in the House, are kind of focused on that in a way. They're saying they're going to get rid of that scheme because it's a government takeover of the drug companies and
exactly.
Pharma. And it is. And what happens is, and this is what people don't understand and need to understand. When you allow the government to control the price of prescription drugs, when the government is in control of that, they are in control of whether or not you get your medications.
It's called Death Panels Revisited.
Yeah, just in another way.
Yeah, but you know what the highlight for me was? When Kevin McCarthy said the first thing when the Republicans take over the House, the very first thing that he will do, because, you know, he's assuming, and I think he's rightly assuming, that he will become Speaker of the House. those 89,000 or whatever it is.
The IRS agents.
The IRS agents. He said, day one, the first thing, they're gone. And guess what? Those numbers are going to the border.
Well, and McCarthy had a great quote on that, too, before we move on to another topic. He said, we're going to get rid of them because we work for the American people. They don't work for us.
Right. Exactly.
And that's a hell of a quote.
Yeah. And it's a good commitment. It's a good plan. It is a lot of what Newt Gingrich proposed back in 94. It is. But it's been updated. And, it could work. We have to go back to the way we were. We can't go on like this, or we're not going to be America anymore. We're going to be smack dab in the middle of Obama's fundamental transformation.
So let me ask you this in closing on this particular topic.
Okay.
Do you think the GOP in the House has the cojones to stick to this deal and see it through?
Yes, I think now they do. And I think
I hope so.
What's fueled everything on is the witch hunt against President Trump, and also the fact that we've got some great Republican governors who are really sticking it to the government, and the three that come to mind are DeSantis, Abbott, and Ducey.
I agree.
And I think they've reignited a passion in a lot of Republicans.
I hope so. Yeah. You know, we'll see how it works out. Now, we got a few minutes left, about 8 or 9 minutes left in this segment, and we need to talk about an abject idiot in Georgia.
Oh, you mean Stacey Abrams?
Yes, the definition of an abject idiot in Georgia. Stacey Abrams is out there pushing her abortion at any time, up to and maybe even after, who knows, the point of birth. And she has said, get this. Now, I'm going to pose this to Diane, because Diane has, she's got some medical knowledge behind her. So I'm going to pose this to Diane. Stacey Abrams says there is no such thing as a 6-week fetal heartbeat. She calls it a manufactured sound.
Okay. First of all, not only having some medical knowledge and especially medical connections, but having had two children, having had sonograms starting very early for a number of reasons, I can tell you there is a fetal heartbeat at 6 weeks old because I heard it with both my children. So this woman is full of crap. And any woman who's had sonogram early on can tell you they've heard their child's heartbeat. So she is pure full of crap.
Okay. Now, let me give you her quote. This is Stacey Abrams. There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body.
She is so full of crap. I want to say worse, but I won't say it. Because most of the people that do the sonograms are women. Okay, operate the equipment needed. Very few of them are men when you're in the OB area. So they're women. So that has nothing to do right then and there. And what does someone looking for the heartbeat have to do with controlling a woman's body? All that procedure does is to make sure you have a healthy baby growing inside of you. Or how many? Sometimes, when they do it that early, right away, they suspect multiple births, multiple fetuses and things. it has nothing to do with men at all.
Not according to Stacey Abrams. Now, she went on to say, and again, I quote, there should not be a limit. Now, when she says there should not be a limit, what she's talking about, no limits on abortion. Right. You can abort a baby right up till the moment of birth. That's what she believes. That's the agenda she's pushing. So,
well, she's not.
No, let me finish the quote. There should not be a limit. The limit should not be made by politicians who don't understand basic biology.
Really? Well, I got news. I got news for that dimwit. Okay, after roughly seven months, a baby can survive. You know, be born early or taken early through C-section and survive. So, after a certain period of time, you abort that baby, that's murder, because that baby could survive outside the womb. So, if this is what this woman believes, she's a murderer.
Now, in all of what, I don't disagree with you, but with all of what she's talking about, there is no heartbeat at 6 weeks. She failed to say when she believes there is a heartbeat. Now, she's looking at this and saying, well, you can abort right up to the moment of birth. So maybe, I don't know, because she won't say, maybe she doesn't think the heart beats until the baby pops out.
Well, then she's just an abject moron.
Well, isn't that the way I started this segment?
Yes, we're coming full circle.
We've made it all the way around.
I mean, anyone who votes for this woman in Georgia, you really need a checkup from the neck up.
Well, I mean, what an abject moron this woman is.
I like what the chairwoman of the Arizona GOP said. This is a doctor. Her name is Kelly Ward. What she said, this woman not only again proves she is a total idiot or a liar or both, but also shows how gullible her supporters are.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of says it in a nutshell, really.
Well, you know. I mean, this is the kind of crap that the liberals put up there. Now, you know, there's got to be liberal women who have had children who mm-hmm. have actually heard the heartbeat.
Of course.
And where are they when some abject moron like this comes out and says these things? Where are they?
They've been woke. And they buy into the BS that the left is spewing out. I mean, Stacey Abrams believes you can have an abortion up until the time of delivery. Somebody should have aborted her.
Well, and that goes back to something I've been saying for years. There is not one pro-abortion person out there making noise that was ever the subject of an abortion.
Right.
You know, now, if they would have been aborted, we wouldn't be hearing from them. But see, they don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. No, this has gotten so out of hand. I mean, these are the same people that believe men can get pregnant, biological men can get pregnant, that men can give birth, and that boys need tampons in their school restrooms. I mean, this whole group, Craig, they're just absolutely insane.
Well, and the thing is, now, here's the question I have, okay? Do you think Stacey Abrams actually believes this crap, or is she just trying to make other people believe it?
I think she's been indoctrinated to such a degree, she might not believe it in her private thoughts, but she has been indoctrinated into spewing out certain rhetoric. So on face value, she does believe it. Yeah. Whether she really believes it, I don't know if she has children or anything, but on some level, I can't believe how any woman could believe that.
There are people, and she is one of them, that ought never to spawn.
Definitely.
Just saying. Folks, we've made it to the bottom of this segment. That means we got to take a quick break, get a couple of those station IDs in. We've got one more segment to go and a couple of more topics that we want to get off our chest before this evening comes to an end. So stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot. Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any portion of tonight's show, go to rspradio1.com. Tomorrow morning, click the podcast button and become a pod person.
Yes. We love our pod people.
We'll have this show there. All of our other shows are there. You've got your choice. You can listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So we got a couple of more things that we want to get off our chest and talk about a little bit. Folks, if you've been living under a rock or under a bridge somewhere, or maybe in a cave in Tora Bora, you may not understand this, you may not realize it, but the stock market has been tanking lately.
Oh, believe me, I know.
we're right on the edge of having what they call a bear market. Yes. At this point, and we're heading that way, without a doubt. What is it? The Dow Jones is now under 30,000.
It's 29,590.41, under 30,000 for the first time in years. Remember, Trump brought it up over 10,000 points.
Right. Now,
it's a disaster.
You spent some time at the top of the show on Tuesday complaining about the stock market. Do you know who's losing more money than just about anybody right now? Is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, her and her husband, you know, all that insider information she got and now claims that she never shared with her husband. Bull crap.
That, you know what? Who believes that? Show of hands, folks. Raise your hand if you believe that crap. I didn't see any hands go up.
Look, I didn't either.
Here's the deal. We know Nancy Pelosi, and we know she's not the only one doing it. There's a lot of members of Congress, and dare I say probably some on both sides of the aisle,
of course.
Take advantage of what they know and the laws they're going to pass and what's coming to the floor for a vote, and this, that, and the other thing. And they make some pretty, you know, use your air quotes, shrewd stock investments in the nick of time, whether they're buying or selling.
right? Mm-hmm. But that may be coming to an end with something called the Stock Act.
Right. And what this act would do would ban members of Congress from trading stocks and anything to do with what is basically on the floor of the House, like what they did with all the pharmaceutical stocks with the COVID vaccine. They knew companies ahead of the public that were going to be putting out the vaccine. So what do? They scramble and they buy the stock in it. Well, apparently they might. It's not a guarantee, but they might start voting on this as early as next week. Might. But you know something, Craig? When it goes to lining their pockets, they're going to find ways to stall the vote.
Well, you're right. They're going to find ways to stall it, or there's going to be some built-in loophole that they're right. going to be able to get around. Now, here's the deal. Here now, this is me being the cynic that I am, okay? Nancy Pelosi is on her way out the door, and she damn well knows it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So why not put this up there for a vote now? And you know, by the time this, you know, makes it through, she'll be done.
It's not that simple. It seems very simple. But the funny thing here is with Nancy Pelosi was in one breath she told a reporter that she never gave any of the information to her husband about what was coming up as far as the stocks. Yet here it is, I'm looking at an article just a day later where she said that she said to her husband that her husband never made stock purchases based on the information she gave him. Well, the day before she said she never gave him any information.
Right.
Now, the next day she says he never made purchases based on the information she gave him. What is it, Pelosi?
Well,
you're lying on both accounts. We know that.
Here's one of the things that makes me highly skeptical that this is anything to get excited about.
Okay.
You know, people are, you know, I've heard people say over the last, you know, couple of months that this kind of has been in the rumor mill that they're going to do this, right? Well, it's about time. It's about time they did something to stop the insider trading and this and that and the other thing. Well, okay, here's the deal. The penalties for violating the Stock Act, and there is a Stock Act now, okay?
Right.
But it's so loose. Okay, and so what they're talking about is doing revisions to it and make it tighter.
It's full of
loopholes.
Yes. Full of loopholes.
Here's the number one loophole. The penalty for violating the Stock Act would increase from $200 to $1,000 for every 30-day period in which a member of Congress is not in compliance. Now, to the average person, that would be a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
okay? But how many tens of millions is Nancy Pelosi worth? And we're just taking her as one example, okay?
Right.
We're not saying she's the only one. How many tens of millions of dollars is that old bat worth, all right? Now, if you fine them $1,000 per 30-day period that they're not in compliance, that means that a member of Congress who's making millions of dollars can mm-hmm. be fined all of $12,000 a year.
Yeah, this is total BS. This is basically what this is a slap on the wrist.
It's not even that. It's a joke.
Well, you want to know something? If there's going to be a vote in Congress, here's a better law. If there's going to be a vote in Congress that directly affects the stock market, any member of Congress who is present at that vote should not be allowed to purchase that stock.
Period.
Period. Yeah.
And if they're found out of compliance, why is it they're setting this thing, the bar, so low at $1,000 per 30 days? That's $1,000 a month.
Right.
Okay. Make it $1 million.
Yeah.
Make it $1 million.
You remember Congress, these people in Congress, when our founders and framers set up our Constitution, this was supposed to be an honor, a civic duty to serve in Congress. You were not supposed to go into Congress to become a millionaire. How many of our lawmakers have gone in as regular people and come out as multimillionaires?
A lot. Way too many. You know, and it's because they're doing things like Nancy Pelosi does. They're engaging in insider trading. They know when to buy. They know when to sell.
Right.
Okay, because a lot of these companies, you know, you throw regulations on a company. Before you do that, you want to sell your stock because guaranteed their stock's going to drop. If you pass a law, you know, like they did for the vaccines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, before you do that, you want to buy a bunch because that stock's going to go up. And
you know how they get around it, or they try to get around it. Let's say it's a woman in Congress.
Right.
Well, she won't purchase the stock, but her husband will, and vice versa.
Pelosi.
Guys, that's not kosher, as they say.
You know, and so, you know, when you talk about we're going to tighten this up and we're going to make this, you know, so that you know, these Congress people, they won't do this because the financial penalty is going to be so grand. Yeah, $12,000 a year. They can be out of compliance every month of the year, and it's only going to cost them $12,000 on the millions they're making.
Right. Right, and they don't care. What do these people care about $12,000?
They don't. They don't. I mean, to Polly Pelosi, that's a night at the bar.
Exactly. Yeah, or a bunch of ice cream in her freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. Congress is supposed to be there to serve we the people, not to get wealthy off we the people or private companies or anything like that. The whole way our Congress is now under the Democrats, it's a crime in and of itself.
Well, it's almost a Ponzi scheme. Almost.
Almost. I'd say it's pretty much there already.
Yeah. Now, look, I can understand if you go to Congress and, you know, you serve however many years you serve. If you write a book, you get a book deal. Okay. So you make money. Great. You know, if you get out of Congress and you go on the speaking tour and you get paid well for that. Okay. I get that. Okay, but when you're making money hand over fist while you're serving in Congress based on the laws you put in or take out or change, that's wrong.
Right. Now, this is a bad system all the way around. The way Congress has been corrupted under the Democrats, it really borders on the criminal. And this is something else the Republicans have to do with when they retake the House. They've got to clean up the ethics, or lack thereof, going on in Congress.
See, this is one of those things, okay, this Stock Act. This is one of those things that nobody in Congress on either side of the aisle wants to deal with. And I'll tell you why. It's for the same reason you'll never get Congress to pass term limits to limit their time in Congress.
Well, because they make a lot of money going to Congress.
Exactly.
AOC, the bartender, makes $175,000, if not more, a year.
Yeah, but she can't afford to pay back her student loans.
Right. I mean, the corruption in Congress itself is... It's unbelievable what's going on there. Not all congressmen are like that, or congresswomen are like that.
You know.
But Congress in general now, I mean, people want to become Congress people to make money.
Well, if you know, here's three things you will never see. Okay? You will never see Congress vote to lower their own salaries.
Correct.
You will never see Congress vote to restrict the amount of time they can spend in office.
Correct.
And you will never see Congress clamp down with any real teeth on insider stock trading.
True. And not only will they, you know, not lower salaries or cap salaries or anything like that, they get bonuses too, folks.
I know. You know, and you know, so, I mean, we're all out here struggling with the inflation thing. People are wondering how they're going to heat their homes this winter. People are wondering how they're going to put food on the table at the end of the week.
Pay for gas.
I mean, you know, and what's Congress doing? Well, we're gonna fine members of Congress if they violate the Stock Act all of $12,000 a year.
And how many vacations do they take a year when they don't work but they get paid for it?
Well, and when you get to a position like dear, sweet, lovable old Nancy Pelosi, you know, you're flying around on the government dime. You know, you're taking right. a government plane when you go places, and
right.
you know, you tweak the system so that, you know, it's official business. Use your air quotes.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, it's a joke. Go to Congress and become a millionaire.
You know, when Mr. Smith went to Washington, he never dreamed it would be like this.
I know, such a high-paying job and vacation perks and everything else.
Every kind of perk you can imagine.
Yeah, free health care, what? You know, you got it made there.
Yep. I mean, if you can't make it there, you can't make it anywhere.
Okay.
that's what that comes down to. And finally, on tonight's show, Mark Zuckerberg is in a bit of hot water, kind of swimming around in a vat of soup. A lot of legal complaints are being made and filed. They're alleging, air quotes again, that he attempted to influence the 2020 election.
Right, but it's not just against him. It's also being filed against his wife and three voting right groups.
Yeah. Now, do you think this is going to go anywhere?
No, he'll buy his way out.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, let's
slap on the wrist.
Well, let's look at what Zuckerberg did and what Facebook did in the 2020 election. They controlled what was being said. They controlled the public square. You know what? If you dared to say anything about Hunter Biden's laptop and Joe's ties to the Hunter Biden laptop, oh, you were restricted or you were shut down. And it wasn't only Facebook, it was Twitter, and it was Instagram, and, you know, YouTube, and, you know, so on and so forth. But if you were a champion of the liberal cause, why, they increased your viewership.
Yeah. Well, it goes even deeper than that, because what the actual complaint being filed against him, it alleges that Zuckerberg and the three groups, plus his wife involved, it involved basically a scheme to inject nearly $500 million into the 2020 election in order to basically, right. use your air quotes, throw it to President, now President Biden. Oh, God, I can't say President in front of Biden, but to throw it to Biden. And what's funny is the one who worked with Zucky on all this, who he hired to work on this, was Obama's former campaign manager, David Plouffe, I believe is how you name it,
Plouffe, right.
something like that.
Yeah, Plouffe.
Yeah, now, he was the one that ran the whole shebang, basically.
Well, it's because Obama's running the whole show.
Of course, and he still is. Yeah.
Now, so you've got manipulating the conversation on social media. You've got the amount of money that they poured into blue cities and blue states and getting the vote out and doing all that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And there's yet another, excuse me, there's yet another component to all this. Remember, it was the FBI that went to Zuckerberg and said, The Hunter laptop story is BS, and it's all Russian information, disinformation, and
right.
you need to control that, and he did. So now you've got the FBI playing a role in manipulating the 2020 election.
Right. And all of us who were thrown into Facebook jail during that time of the election for saying things about, you know, that they didn't agree with, that the Facebook fact checkers said, no, this is lie. All of us who were thrown, me included, in Facebook jail, Zuckerberg owes us an apology, a public apology. He needs to admit that that he's a piece of crap.
Now, the Federal Election Commission.
He's a liberal shill, really.
That's what, yeah. The Federal Election Commission, okay, these are the people that love Dominion machines, by the way. Mm-hmm. They said just a month or so ago that any connection between Zuckerberg, his wife, and their 2020 donations, and any influence on the election is speculative at best. Okay, now, do we believe the Federal Election Commission, the lovers of Dominion machines, when they tell us that, do we believe any liberal organization, government or media or anything else, when they tell us these things? They told us that these are essentially the same people, the same party, told us that Russian collusion was real. Then they told us quid pro quo was real. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then they told us January 6th was an insurrection. They told us the Hunter laptop thing was all Russian disinformation. They told us Joe didn't know anything about Hunter's business dealings.
Yeah. You mean the big guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now are we to believe them when they say that any any allegations of influence over the election by Mark Zuckerberg and his wife or Facebook is speculative at best?
No. And especially, you know, there is a federal law in the book that prohibits individuals from making donations intended to illegitimately aid one political party over another. And that's exactly what Zuckerberg was doing with Facebook. If you said something against the Democrats, against Biden, against any Democrat running, that's false information. The fact checker says it's false information. Your post was either taken down or you were given a timeout.
Right, but you'll be happy to know, you'll be thrilled to know, that the government has put their top dogs on this. And they're going to get to the bottom of this. They put the most trustworthy bunch of people they can find on this, the IRS.
The IRS. And pray tell, the IRS, what are they investigating here? This is not tax fraud. What this really is, Craig, is bribery. Blackmail. We'll give you money, you do this. It's not tax fraud per se.
Well, but see, here's the deal. See, a lot of this money was given to a couple of quote-unquote 501c3 organizations.
Right.
The Center for Tech and Civic Life and the Center for Election and Innovation Research.
Now, that's true.
Now, because those are 501c3 organizations, they were, again, we're throwing air quotes around like they were nothing tonight. But use your air quotes here, too. They were to help support voting in 2020 during the unprecedented conditions of the pandemic. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The manufactured conditions of the pandemic would be more accurate. But because a lot of this money went to those organizations and they are nonprofit organizations, then the IRS gets involved, and you can't find a more trustworthy bunch of people in the U.S. government than the IRS.
Yeah. And then, you know, who's helping them is the FBI. So you got a wonderful pair, you know, looking into Zuckerberg. Look, he's going to buy his way out. One way or another, he will buy his way out.
You know, if I was the IRS and the FBI, I would recall the two most trustworthy people those organizations have ever had in their employee. I would have Peter Strzok and Lois Lerner head up this investigation and dig into it and get to the bottom of this.
That's what I would do. No, this is beyond belief. First of all, Facebook needs to be broken up. We're not supposed to be having monopolies in this country, and Facebook is basically a monopoly, because no matter how many sites come out, including President Trump's Truth Social, no matter how many alternate venues come out, they cannot, even altogether, beat the reach of Facebook.
Right.
So Facebook is basically a monopoly. Monopolies are not supposed to be allowed in this country. Why hasn't Facebook been broken up yet? I'd like to know that.
That's a good question. But what this amounts to, what Zuckerberg did, technically is legal. Okay?
Right.
And it's technically legal because of loopholes in the system.
Correct.
Okay, that allow this kind of stuff to take place. Now, if you're really going to crack down on this, you make all this dark money, all these private contributions to any kind of election apparatus illegal, 100% illegal. No loopholes, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Right.
You know, but they're not going to do that. But they're going to investigate this. No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're going to give a surface investigation, a slap on the wrist, and everything's going to continue as is. The main problem is Facebook, Zuckerberg, and a monopoly.
That's it. That's it.
When you have the kind of power that he wields over the internet, they're not going to do anything to him at all, especially since Facebook, like with the mainstream media, is part of the Democrat apparatus.
100%. And, you know, when they've got the FBI sitting in Zucky's office and saying, hey, you got to do this for us.
Right.
You got to control the conversation on our behalf. You know, I mean, and he's like, oh, sure. Yeah, whatever you guys want.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just a business monopoly. It's a monopoly between a private company, an individual, and the government. And that's illegal in its own right.
There's a word for it. It's called collusion.
Collusion, yeah, of course.
Well,
it just gets better and better in liberal land, doesn't it?
Every day.
Yeah.
Now, look, we're going to keep an eye on that. We're going to keep an eye on a lot of things. We're only a little over a month away. You know, we're 40
weeks.
Yeah, 40-some days, 43 days, 44 days away from November 8th. Giant election, one of the most important things we're ever going to see in our lives. You and I will be on the air live during the election, and we'll be bringing results, and we'll be, you know, watching and you know, trying to ascertain where the votes are coming from in each particular district. And hopefully, and we've done it in the past, we've had a great track record with it. Hopefully, we'll be able to call some of these races ahead of the talking heads. And
we've done it before.
You know, if there's a red wave, we'll be bringing that to you. If we take the House, we'll call that probably before anybody else does, and the Senate as well. So
Exactly. We did it in 2016. We called all the House races in 2020.
Well, we did it in 2018 too, in the midterms.
And we also called that Trump had lost.
Right.
But we prefaced it by saying, "There's tremendous fraud going on here, folks."
It was obvious. It was obvious. Yes. You could see it happening.
Yes.
You know, but we'll be here on November 8th. It's a Tuesday night. And that will be our entire show. Let's hope it doesn't stretch into like 2 a.m.
Oh, God. No, it has a way of doing that. And I think this year, Craig, we're going to be faced with that, too.
I hope not, you know, because come 2 o'clock in the morning, I've got other work to do.
I know.
I've got to be working on my local news.
Just don't count on that night for any sleep.
I know it. We'll be with it as long as we can possibly be with it. Hopefully we'll have good news long before that hour of the day comes around.
Right.
With that, Diane, you and I have reached the end of this show.
Right, and I will get the podcast of this show up in the morning. And with that, nighty-night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend, the best weekend you can possibly have. We'll catch up with you again on Tuesday. Bye-bye.